You know, Patty, RVing is a slippery slope.
It
You
is.
can spend a lot of money
Oh, yeah.
well beyond the RV.
You know it, hun.
And one area where you can spend money is with RV memberships. And I thought we would talk about those today in this episode of Travels with Delaney,
the podcast.
Welcome back, everyone. My name's Patrick.
Hi, Patty.
And today we're joined by Just Truman
just
on the
couch. Just T.
I'm not sure where Bess is. She's somewhere around the house.
She's somewhere. Partying somewhere.
So, I tell you what. We are in, for those of you that don't know, we live in Northeast Indiana. And we are recording this on March 3rd?
3rd, yes.
3rd, yes. And it's like spring outside.
It is like, with people in Indiana, it's like, oh my gosh, open up the pool.
I know. It's crazy. it's in the 60s.
It's like 64.
Sun's out, blue skies.
Oh, people are like, I see them in shorts and flip-flops, and people are hardy around here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, we went for ice cream
today.
We
did, because it's like, okay, there's got to be an ice cream place open. Yeah. But we could find Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
But our other locals, what is it, a couple weeks or something? To get all the other specialty ice cream places, maybe.
Yeah, they're still a couple weeks away. But the thing is, by the time you're listening to this episode, we will have given an hour back to Mother Nature.
I don't want to.
We have to. And here's why it's a good thing.
Okay.
Because now it's going to stay light out
an hour later. That's
so.
Always, it's weird how that messes with your mind.
I know.
It's crazy, but yeah.
But I always feel like when we get to this point in the year,
we're there.
You feel like you made it. Like when you can get to the time change, you're like, oh, I can survive the winter.
I can. Winter's almost done in Indiana. That's what you're thinking. We're almost there.
So we just had ice cream. So I thought for this week's little fun round of this or that.
Bum, bum, bum.
We would do something a little healthier.
Ooh.
So, Patty, we're out traveling in the South.
Oh, ooh.
Which would you rather have? Peaches from South Carolina.
Ooh.
Or strawberries from Plant City, Florida.
Oh, that's a toughie. No, I'm going to go with the peaches.
The peaches from South Carolina.
I just have this memory.
Yeah.
Of us finding these awesome, like they were like candy.
Oh. You know, I'm sure there are people listening right now thinking, I can't believe he didn't say Georgia peaches, because Georgia is the peach state.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, we used to say the same thing,
uh-huh.
but after we experienced South Carolina peaches.
It was like a whole other dimension.
Oh my goodness. They should claim to be the peach state.
They should.
I mean, those peaches in South Carolina. Mm-hmm. No disrespect to Georgia. They have
no
good
disrespect
peaches.
To strawberries from Plant City either.
Yeah.
Those things are amazing.
Now, if I would have changed it from just the fruit. And I had said, like, maybe peach cobbler made with peaches from South Carolina or a Plant City strawberry shortcake.
Oh, that's a no-brainer. That's just a no-brainer. Then I changed to strawberries.
He's changed to strawberries because there is this market in Plant City that we go to. We haven't been there in a while.
Oh, it's fun.
And I wish I could remember the name of it.
Yeah.
I'm sure you just Google it. You'll find it. It's a fruit and vegetable stand market, but they do these strawberry shortcakes.
And you can get them all kinds of
ways. Just the strawberries and the glaze, and get them on a shortcake, which they make fresh. You can get them with ice cream.
Yep.
We get the whole enchilada.
Or you get just a shake.
Oh my gosh. Best strawberry shake I've ever had in my life.
Oh, yeah. So good. Oh, I can taste it right now.
I know. Yum. So, all right. Well... Now we've had our sweets with the ice cream today, and now we've thought about fruit, so that should balance out.
Shouldn't it?
Yeah. Well, what I thought we would talk about today is, you know, RVing gets very expensive.
Yes.
And one of the areas that people maybe don't think about is RV memberships.
Yep.
Now, I want to just say this right up front. You don't have to have a single membership to have a great time with your RV.
No, you don't.
So I don't want anybody thinking like, oh, I've got to go.
Nope.
In fact, we're going to do a podcast at some point in the near future on needs versus wants.
Okay.
But that's not today. But this is one of these where I think memberships, for the most part, are wants. They are not a need.
Right.
You can go camping and not have a single membership to your name.
Absolutely.
So the way I thought we would do this is there's no way we could talk about every membership out
there.
Because there's just so many. But I thought we'd talk about or share what we have.
Yep.
What's in your wallet?
What's in my wallet?
Yeah. What's in your wallet?
Dust.
So, dust. So the first membership we have that we'll talk about is our Good Sam's membership.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, I am one of those people that is sometimes on the fence with Good Sam's.
Yeah, you have been. Mm-hmm.
But yet we've had the membership for our
long time.
Yeah, really long mm-hmm. time. And usually the reason why is, for those of you who don't know, Camping World bought Good Sam's several right. years ago. And so sometimes we have to go to a Camping World because, quite frankly, they're very convenient when you're traveling. If you find one and you need a part, they usually have what you
need.
They
usually do, yeah.
And you do get a discount in Camping World stores if you have a Good Sam's right. membership. And usually when I'm in there, if our membership is almost ready to expire, they'll make me this ridiculous offer I can't refuse.
Like, it is crazy.
I think the last time we were able to get a 3-year membership.
Yeah.
For I think it was like $70. I don't know. It was cheap mm-hmm. for 3 years, and they gave then in the mail we received like a gift card mm-hmm. to go back to Camping yep. World, like a $20 gift card and whatever. And so that's why I think we maintain it. Now, what are the perks of being in Good Sam's besides getting a discount when you shop at Camping World? Number one, there are parks out there that will accept the Good Sam's card for a 10% camping
right,
discount.
Right. Right.
And so it possibly could save you a little bit on camping fees if you're staying at Good Sam parks. That's one. Mm-hmm. Or really, that's two, because we've already saved money at Camping
sure,
World.
Sure.
Another perk that I like is they give you a discount on fuel and dump station services at Flying J and Pilots. They
nice,
have a tie-in.
Yes.
Now, I think, don't quote me on this, it seems like when I use my membership at Flying J's and Pilots, I think it's 5 cents per gallon discount, which if you do a lot of traveling, that can add up over
time. Yeah.
And the last time we used their dump station, I think it was $10,
yep.
and because we had a Good Sam's
right.
card, it became $3.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Or, I'm sorry, it became $7.
$7. It took $3
off. You saved $3.
Right.
Yeah. So it's one of those cards to where I don't know whether we actually get our money back or not, but because they always give me a really good deal on a 3-year membership.
Yeah, we just do it.
And there are some perks that they're kind of
sure.
nice to have.
Right.
So that's number one. We have the Good Sam's card in my wallet, and we use it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's one of the first things I ask a lot of times
you
if I'm booking.
Good Sam's.
Do you
yeah.
accept Good Sam's? Some parks say no, we don't. And mm-hmm. now, last weekend, we went camping at Evergreen mm-hmm. RV Resort over in Mount Eaton, Ohio. We did say they are a Good Sam's park, meaning they participate in the program. And I want to say we ended up saving, I think it was close to
$18. Okay.
And I will say this too. If you think, well, I can just tell a park I have the membership and get the discount, you might get away with that someplace, but over there you don't.
You have to show
mm-hmm. it. And if it's not valid, because the 1 year, if you remember, mine had expired
yeah.
and I didn't get the discount, they mm-hmm. actually check your card and make sure it's valid. So, but I know last weekend we did save money.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
All
money,
right.
money,
so that,
money.
Yep.
Save the money.
Now, Good Sam's will save you money at Good Sam's Park, but some of the chains like KOA and Jellystone have their own membership
they
programs.
They do.
And I think you have to ask yourself, are we going to stay at those parks enough to warrant joining their
mm-hmm,
membership or
right.
loyalty programs? Now, we have had a KOA membership.
Right.
I swear every year I say I'm not going to renew it.
And then we do.
And we do. And what happens with the KOA card, I want to say that one is, around
Golly.
$30.
Yeah.
$33 a year.
That seems right.
You get 10% off your rates at all KOAs.
Okay.
So that's, and one of the things that I always say is like, if you can figure out how many nights you're going to need to stay just to recoup your membership. The other thing besides saving money is they give you points for each stay. And then those points can be redeemed for gift certificates for future stays.
Gotcha.
And we have done that before where we've stayed at enough KOAs
right.
in a year
mm-hmm.
that we've been able to get like a free campsite,
right.
That type
yep.
of thing. Usually what I try to do when I renew is say, are we going to use it enough this year to get our 30 some bucks back?
Right.
And anything over that then becomes
bonus.
Money, 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 money.
Money.
Yep, exactly.
Money.
So, and then Jellystone years ago, when we first started
yes.
camping, we had a Jellystone
yes,
card.
Yes, we did.
I couldn't tell you what they charge for that anymore.
I
how
have
it
no
works.
Idea.
And we are staying at a Jellystone coming up this summer,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not buying the membership.
No.
Because normally we don't stay at
nope,
Jellystone.
No, we don't. Normally don't.
Yeah. Mm-mm. It's just, and if you like Jellystones, this is nothing against Jellystone. It's just not where we stay. We don't have kids, and
yeah.
They're great parks.
If you have kids,
yeah.
you need stuff for kids, there you go there.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, That's another membership that's out there.
Yep.
Now, Harvest Host is a membership
program.
Now, if you've watched our YouTube channel, you've probably over the years heard us talk about Harvest Host.
Love it.
We love it. Now, it's not for everyone, Patty.
No, you got to be in the, I guess, the frame right mindset, I guess, to do it.
Yeah, I mean, I think, because for those of you who are like, what is Harvest Host? Harvest Host, you pay an annual membership fee to get access to a database with thousands of breweries, wineries, museums,
farms,
and attractions that will allow you to stay one night at their facility.
Right.
And in exchange, all they really ask is that maybe you solicit that business $20 to $30
like
as
buy
a thank
some wine
you.
Or buy some fruit or buy some, like we were been at a farm with them. They had cheese and milk and the dairy products. So yeah, you just, you buy something. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I think those memberships run about $100 a year, although there are plenty of discount codes out there. They'll save you, I don't know what they're doing now, 15-20%. Or if you're like us and you were grandfathered because we've been members for so long, I think we still are only paying about $50 a year because we bought our membership years ago.
Long time ago.
And Harvest Host kind of grandfathers you in at whatever tier level you're at, as long as you don't let your membership run out.
Right.
And but for if you're somebody who says, I don't want to spend the night at a brewery, a farm, or wherever because I need hookups, because most of these locations you do not have hookups.
No, some you do. You pay, you could pay
some
more.
Some you do, but
Yeah.
You know, so it,
most times
that
you
could be a that could be one of those memberships where somebody just says that's not right for us. And you know, if it's not right for you, definitely don't be spending the money.
Right.
Because at let's say $100, that's a couple nights at most campgrounds you could have used that money for.
Sure,
so but we are big fans of Harvest Homes.
Oh my gosh, so many cool experiences we've done.
Yeah. That's it right now. Mm-hmm. That's all we have. We have our Good Sam, we have our KOA, and we have our Harvest Host. Now, we've had some other memberships over the years.
Right.
I mentioned that years ago we had a Jellystone card. We don't have that anymore. We had joined Escapees.
Right.
And I know there's people, especially full-timers, that love the Escapees Club. You can get discounts on things. They have some parks where you camp at a reduced rate if you're a member. They have events for your, you know, throughout the year, like rallies and things. We joined for 1 year. And I'll be honest, we primarily joined because you could save a lot of money on Battleborne batteries. And so it, we literally
we had a motive.
Yeah. We saved enough that it paid for the membership, and then we were in the profit for over $100.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my original goal was, well, let's see how this goes. We might stay members. For us, because we're not full-time and we weren't near any of their parks or anything like that, we ended up...
It just didn't work for us.
So. Yeah, it didn't work for us, and so we just didn't renew after 1 year.
Yep.
So that was one we used to have that we no longer... Passport America is one that years ago we had.
Right.
The way Passport America works is you pay an annual fee, and then they have a collection of campgrounds that sign up for the program where you can stay for half off. And, you know, some of them do have restrictions. Like, obviously, they're not going to let you have half off during a major holiday. And the only reason we had joined... There's always a motive.
There
you
know, is.
The only reason we joined Passport America, if you remember, was... we were staying at Theme World to see if we wanted to take a seasonal site.
Okay.
And they were a member of Passport America. So I signed up for Passport America.
Okay.
Because I think we were going to stay there for like a week or two.
Right, right.
And we ended up getting half off that stay, which in the end didn't really matter because we ended up taking that seasonal site and they rolled it in. But that's side
note. That's another North story.
What we found with it, it sounded really good. We just found that... with our style of travel, where the parks were located.
It just didn't work.
Yeah, and honestly, we don't do a ton of commercial campgrounds.
No, we don't.
We tend to do Harvest Host and state parks and national parks and things like that. So for us, long-term, it just didn't work. But again, depending on your style of travel, Passport America.
Yeah, it'd be something.
Now, we had a membership that we did not pay for 1 year. We got it free with our RV.
Oh,
you remember what that was?
I have no idea.
You don't?
No. All I could think of was a Thousand Trails or something.
Ding, 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 ding.
Okay. That's something that came to my mind.
Nicely played,
Patty. Nice recovery.
Yeah, nice recovery. Yeah, so when we bought our Lance in 2020, Princess Craft gave us, they had a promo with Thousand Trails. You got a free 1 year membership in Thousand Trails RV. And you know, the way that I wished I understood how it works, but we had like a annual membership. Yeah. We didn't like buy in. Like you can buy in like a timeshare.
Right, right.
Ours was just like a 1 year travel pass.
Yes, it was.
And we had to pick a zone and we picked the Southeast because we knew we were going to Florida and we were able to stay 14 nights for free.
We did. Yeah.
And I think we stayed 11 over Christmas at the Thousand Trails Orlando, which we got into the new section. It was very nice.
It was awesome.
And we were very close, if you remember, to buying another year's membership.
We were very close.
Ultimately, we didn't. And here's why. A lot of the Thousand Trails parks that our friends have stayed at, they just say they're not well maintained.
They just aren't kept up.
No.
Yeah.
And
we'd be disappointed.
And there were lots of rules about booking, and you could only stay so many nights, and then you had to leave, and you had to be out of the...
Yes.
It was just, like, I was like, this is too much thinking.
It felt way too complicated.
It felt way too complicated. And then that's their, like, travel. And we could have bought other zones.
Yes.
I mean...
It was way too complicated.
Now, we know people who have the full-blown, like, timeshare membership deal, where they spend thousands to buy in. And they say it works for them.
Well, good. I'm glad.
Again, this is why I always say I'm...
It doesn't always work for me.
Be curious, not judgmental.
That's right.
You know? And for us, it doesn't work. But if it's working for you, then
enjoy.
It's a great thing. Mm-hmm. In fact, they gave us a free one when we bought our Alliance last May.
We're like, yeah.
We never even activated it. You know, there was part of me was like, man, we could probably stay over Christmas for free. But we have our favorite parks in Orlando.
That we like to go to.
And so we just did. And then the other thing was I did have to sit through almost like a little timeshare pitch.
Yep.
And I will be honest. The gentleman in Orlando was super nice. And I just told him, look, we boondock a lot. Because back then we were doing a lot of boondocking. And he said, well, this probably wouldn't be for you.
Right.
But he said, I kind of need to run through this. And I said, well, hey, look, I'm always looking to learn. And he, you know, we had a nice chat. And in fact, we had such a nice chat. If you remember, I came back to her. I'm like, Patty, I think we might buy. and then I think I decided I better wait till we got home. Because sometimes if I take time and really think
absolutely.
It through. Absolutely.
Yep.
So let us know. I would love to hear what
other memberships
that people
there.
Have.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And like I said, or maybe you have none. In fact, my favorite membership.
Yes.
I should mention this. It didn't cost us a cent. The Ohio State Parks, you can join their loyalty program. It doesn't cost you anything. Uh-huh. And every time you stay at an Ohio State Park campground, you get points. You accumulate points to get gift certificates.
Huh.
We love Ohio State Parks. We stay in them a lot.
But they're nice.
I think we currently, if I cash in our points, have over $100 in gift certificate
credit.
Awesome. And that's a loyalty program, like I said, doesn't cost you a cent.
Uh-huh.
You can also find, sometimes campgrounds will have loyalty programs similar to that. A good example, our friends over at Happy Acres Campground here in Angola, Indiana.
Yes.
Angie does a program. I believe it stays 6 nights. You get your 7th night free. Doesn't cost you a dime to join.
Right.
And so, you know, so ask at campgrounds, do you have any kind of loyalty programs? Because sometimes they do. They won't save you money up front, but if you stay enough times, you might get like a free night stay or something.
I thought for sure you'd say your Costco membership.
Well, we will never give up the Costco membership. Well, never's a long time.
That's a long time.
It is a long time. But the Costco membership,
You
know, I don't know that it's really an RV membership, and yet we've spent so much money at Costco
for
the RV. Uh-huh. So maybe we should have talked about that. Well, Patty, this week I'm all excited. We have a comment from someone who listens to the podcast.
Awesome.
Unfortunately, I hadn't checked in a while. This is way back to November 28th. But Johnny left us a comment over at Apple Podcasts. Gives us a 5-star rating.
Nice.
Thank you so much, Johnny. And he said, traveling in an RV can be fun, but it also has its challenges. Patty and Patrick address both in clear and understandable terms, all while sharing the rewards that come. We have been camping for 40 years now. Enjoy every minute of this podcast.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Johnny. That means a lot to us. And sorry it took me until March to get around to reading your comment. We get so few comments, I forget to go check. So if you want to have your comment read on our podcast, just go to your podcast platform. And not all allow comments, but I do know that Podbean does. I know that Apple Podcast does.
Okay.
And whether you just rate us, Or you leave a comment. But if you leave a comment, eventually, within 3 to 6 months, I'll get around to reading
it. We'll get back to you.
And as always, Patty, we need to say a big thank you to our friend and producer.
Mr. Jim Kuzman,
the man on the board that makes all of this audio stuff sound great.
Yes.
Even when we think we screw it up like we thought we had last week.
Yeah, he does some magic, doesn't he?
Yeah, Jim cleans it up, mm-hmm. makes it sound good. And mm-hmm. so couldn't do it without Jim and... really couldn't do it without all of you, because without you tuning in each week to listen to
us,
we
would just be talking to ourselves.
We would just be talking to ourselves, and we do that all the time anyway. So, and to all of you on our YouTube channel watching the video format, that would be Travels with Delaney.
The podcast.
On YouTube. Thank you so much for swinging by and leave us comments down below. I'm not as good at responding to comments on the podcast channel as I am Travels with Delaney or our new thrifting channel,
Patty and Patrick Thrifts.
Yeah. We have way too many.
We do. But we just don't have enough to do.
I know. It's crazy. All right, everyone. We need to wrap this up and let you go and get back to your daily routine.
Yes.
Until next time, everybody. We'll see ya.
On down the road.
Bye.
Travels with Delaney. We'll see you on down the road.
Money, money, money. Yep.